show is underway on this first day of winter. What happened to fall? Hillbeat Auto Body brings you the Mary Griffith Show each and every day, and we appreciate them. And remember, nobody wants to have a car accident. Nobody wants to have a deer slam into them. But if it happens to you, take it to Hillbeat Auto Body. The second Friday of the month is the time we check in with Quincy firefighters every month to talk about safety. And today, one of the newest members of the public education team, firefighter Chad Trueblood, is here. Good morning. Welcome to the Mary Griffith Show.
Good morning, Mary. Thanks for having me.
Are you on duty?
I am on duty.
Usually
today,
there's a whole entourage that comes, but I guess they'll call you out separately.
Yeah, huh? we got some guys waiting outside.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Oh, they're sitting in the truck. Yeah. They didn't even want to come into the green room. Well, guys, you can come in, you know. You got to wait for Chad anyway. Let's talk a little bit about some of the October safety tips. Every season brings a different kind of challenge to the Quincy Fire Department. Leaf burning, Halloween, we've got people still doing late time grilling, but now it's really cold, so they won't sit out there with the grill. They start it up, put the steak on, and go back in the house, and that can cause disasters. So let's talk about some of the things to keep us safe this time of year.
Well, as everybody knows, October is our fire safety month. Last week, we had our kickoff event at the mall. I want to thank everybody, parents and kids, to come out to kind of help support that. We really appreciate it. Had some really good times till the rain got us, but we were able to get most of it in. So coming up on Halloween, we just kind of want to remind everybody about some extra safety tips. A lot of them use decorations out on their front porch. Jack-o'-lanterns have candles. Encourage them to use a battery-powered candle or something that way versus an actual open flame. If you are going to use open flame, let's make sure we teach our kids kind of about the fire safety tips, about staying away from that as they go up for any trick-or-treating. Any decorations you have, make sure you keep those jack-o'-lanterns away for any type of decorations. Corn stalks are a big thing that people use on the front of their porch. All that becomes pretty flammable at this time of year.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting. We take stuff that catches fire. We all know the scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz was afraid of fire. We put all that around our porch and our front door. Then we put a lighted candle in a pumpkin, and we wonder why. What could go wrong? You're right. Use a candle. There's so many candles now, even the kind that come on and off automatically, so you don't have to worry about even remembering to go out and blow it out. But if there is a lit candle by that pumpkin, make sure that nothing can get in the teeth or the eye holes, especially a child's costume, because that would be disastrous.
Yeah, you know, you get some of these costumes, got some long trailings of stuff with them, so just kind of be extra careful with it, you know, trip hazards as well, let alone just any of the fire hazards we're going to have along with it.
Is Halloween a big fire night, or is it mostly a accident night because people are out running around in dark clothing?
I'd say it's probably going to be more of an accident night. I mean, there's always the chance of fire, just like there is any time of year, more so in the colder months than there is during the summer. But accident's something that we're definitely wanting to keep an eye on. You know, let's make sure that all the kids have a well-lit flashlight or glow sticks or something. And also we want to remind our drivers to keep an extra lookout for the children running around. You know, just pay attention to the road, stay off the phones, and just kind of be extra lookout. Some of them are kind of hard to see depending on how they're dressed.
Yeah, it's amazing the strides we've taken because, again, very few people use a candle now anymore. A lot of them have that flashlight or electric candle or battery-operated candle in the pumpkins. A lot of the decorations outside that light up, those are all, you know, battery-operated. They're not even plugged into anything. There's really no chance, but they can get hot.
Sure.
And so you can get burned from them and also an ignition source. So just be really, really careful. But everybody loves to decorate. But, again, you want to be the Black Witch in the blackest costume, but you better have something reflective around the brim of the hat or a waistband or something because it's very difficult to see kids. And they're running from house to house as fast as they can. So we really have to be on the lookout for them.
They are.
And since Quincy Fire is also a primary ambulance source, you guys care not just about fire safety, but you want to make sure you don't get called out because of somebody being injured by being hit by a car or falling down a staircase because they're tripping on their costume.
Absolutely, yeah. We just want everybody to be able to have a good time during Halloween, be safe while doing so.
Is the firefighter costume popular this year? Everybody wants to be Spider-Man. What happened to the real hero, the fireman?
I think that's one of the best costumes out there.
You guys will all be dressed in it, right?
That's right.
Absolutely. Is Halloween, and of course it's on a Thursday this week, so now that what that means is kids are going to stretch it to Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You know
Absolutely.
What's going to happen.
Yep.
They're going to
say,
my parents would let me come on Thursday, which they did. But I've got to come on Saturday because there's no school. So this is really a multi-day holiday. Do you guys put on extra shifts, or is it just business as usual? It's not that big of an extra load on Halloween.
No, it's just business as usual for us, unless there's some kind of a special event that we need to hire back for or have extra, but typically it's something that the on-duty crews can take care of.
Okay, so unless there's something major,
absolutely,
you're going to do it. And let's talk a little bit, well, I've got it at top of mind. Yesterday there was that big machine shed fire. It was just outside the city limits. So Tri-Township was the primary, but Quincy also responded to that because of the size of that blaze. This relationship between Tri-Township and Quincy doing mutual aid has been going on for years, but it's really much more formalized now, and you're helping each other out a little bit more, it seems.
Yeah, absolutely. I hadn't talked to the guys yet today, but I'd heard about the fire yesterday. And, yeah, there is a mutual aid agreement between the two departments, so that it's just kind of an automatic that if one of them gets a structure fire within that district, that the other truck's going to get dispatched as well.
Yeah, because by the time Tri-Township got there, you know, it was really rolling. And so I think a lot of it was, you know, putting it out, but also making sure that sparks didn't fly. Because it was pretty close to a residential neighborhood. It's funny, out there you can be very isolated, and then a block away, all of a sudden is the end line of a subdivision. So there's a lot of that country city butting right up next to each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and
absolutely,
it provides extra protection for the homeowners, but especially, you know, our firefighters as well.
Yeah, so that's great that you guys do that mutual aid. Bonfire. Steve and I were talking, homecoming's coming up, you know, and we used to have these enormous bonfires out at Quincy Notre Dame High School. I don't think they have those anymore, which is probably smart. I mean, that was like a big deal to just see how much junk you could put in a pile and light it on fire. It doesn't seem like that was a very smart thing to do at the time, but we all loved it. But that's kind of gone out of vogue, hasn't it?
It's been the same way at my school in Missouri. We did the same thing, and I think it's kind of the same way there. They don't treat it the same way that they used to when I was growing up.
It's not quite as popular because Somebody in the firefighting profession said, you know, this is really not that good of an idea. And so they probably don't do that, but a lot of people do like to still build a bonfire. Now, they may not build one inside the city limits of Quincy, but this show reaches all of our rural area as well. I know that your advice, Chad Trueblood, would be do not build a bonfire, but if people are going to persist in having some kind of bonfire-type celebration, they need more than just a bucket of water or a bucket of sand, right? I mean, you've got to have firefighting capability equivalent to the size of the fire you're building.
Absolutely. Any type of fire you have, whether you're in the city of Quincy or if you're out in the county, you need to have the means of being able to extinguish the fire, you know, immediately. And if you can't do that, then you've got too large of a fire at that time.
And so if that means running a hose and having it ready, you know, to be turned on at any moment.
Yeah, you need to have a hose stretched out there, have it turned on, ready to go, buckets of water, anything you can to kind of help contain it.
We're not having a drought.
No. We last year was a different story.
Yes. And so let's talk about that real quick. This is the time of year when, thankfully, you know, we are not in a drought. I don't know if we want all of this rain, but that's going to help the Quincy Fire Department with this kind of fall harvest, too, because, again, farmers get in their field. They can't get in when it's wet. But, you know, sometimes you leave the combine running and it catches the stubble underneath, or sometimes you leave your car parked in tall grass and it catches fire. There's a few little safety tips. Even though we're pretty damp and pretty wet right now, there will come a time when this rain ends.
Absolutely.
So what should we be doing to be safe in the fall?
Just kind of pay attention, like when you are going to be burning or what you're doing out there around any of the dry environments. You know, right now everything's sopping wet. You're probably not going to get much to burn at all unless you've got a dry source kind of hidden. But once things do finally dry out, the farmers are able to get in the field, it's going to be a lot different conditions, and that stuff's very combustible. So need to pay extra attention to not be burning in high winds if you're out in the county. Same as the city, you know, it's illegal to burn other than having a recreational fire. But be smart, you know, if you've got high winds, don't be lighting any fires. You know, pay attention to your conditions and keep them contained.
And just remember, just because it may, you know, dry out, I mean, you can think it's really wet, but trust me, all it takes is a little bit of something that was buried underneath that was dry, and it could spark and fly through the air, and there goes your neighbor's roof. So you have to think all the time.
Yeah, don't leave them unattended.
Firefighter Chad Trueblood, my guest today, the second Friday. We always talk about fire safety with the Quincy Fire Department, and this is Fire Safety Month. We've got some more tips for you. We're going to take a break. When we come back, our conversation about fire safety continues. When Imagine was released, firefighter Chad Trueblood wasn't even thought of. Were your parents even alive 48 years ago?
No,
they were alive?
They were alive. They were
alive. Probably in kindergarten. Okay. Firefighter Chad Trueblood is here. How long have you been on the force?
I've been working with emergency services for a little over 10 years. I've been with the Quincy Fire Department here just over a year now.
Okay. So what this is totally personal question. I mean, why would you move to the Quincy Fire Department? Because you were working somewhere else. What was it about it that drew you to the Quincy Fire Department?
That was kind of my goal once I moved over to Quincy when I first started with Tri-Township and then worked for the ambulance kind of in between there as well. And then was trying to test and get on Quincy Fire Department. I grew up around the fire service my whole life. My dad and uncles at volunteer department in Memphis, Missouri, and it's just something that I've always enjoyed.
That is such a tradition in Missouri, those rural volunteer fire departments. There's a lot going on there. Well, we're glad that you made your goal. You still look very young. If you just said you'd been on the force for a year and you were 22, I would have believed you. Chad Trueblood's here today, and he's helping to educate us about all things fall with fire safety. So no candles, folks, on Halloween. Get a candle, battery-operated candle, not a candle, okay? No open flame. Be careful with the costumes. Folks, be careful, because remember, EMTs like Chad Trueblood not only put out fires, but they go to accident sites and don't want any accidents. But we're coming up November 3rd. It's time to fall back. We all get an extra hour of sleep. But that's also the time when the fire department recommends just go ahead and change the batteries in your smoke detectors and your carbon monoxide alarms, because even if it has two or three more months left in it, I'd rather waste battery life than waste a life, right?
Absolutely. We kind of remind everybody that we're supposed to be checking both the CO and the smoke detectors once a month. Just push the button. As long as they alarm, it's going to tell you that it's still working. If not, it needs to be replaced or needs to have a new battery. Just kind of read the back to see what it tells you. But then we also will encourage everybody twice a year. You know, we normally do it right at time change. It's the easiest time to remember. In the spring and the fall, just go ahead and change your batteries. Sometimes your batteries are going to last before then, or last longer, and sometimes they may out before. But if you at least change them twice a year, you know you've got a fresh supply and you don't have to worry about it, especially coming into the colder months.
Yeah, take out the old ones, and they're probably not dead, so just put them in the remote control. Put them by, you know, use them over again. Christmas is coming. There'll be a car that, you know, or some kind of obnoxious thing that makes noise. You can put those batteries in. But it's really important that your carbon monoxide and your alarms, your smoke detector alarms, are operating properly. Now, the newer ones really don't need a battery change, do they? They're kind of, a lot of the new ones you buy now last for 10 or 15 years, and that's just the end of the story. But you still need to check it to make sure it's operating.
Correct. We still need to check them once a month. That's something that they're kind of pushing in the next couple of years. That's going to be all you're going to be able to buy, are these sealed batteries that are good for 10 years. But just like anything else, things can go wrong. It's still good to check them once a month.
Okay. I check mine once a month every time I try to make hamburger. My smoke alarm goes off, so it's working very well in our house. My husband does the cooking all the other days, and we don't test our smoke alarm every day. It's been really delightful having you aboard, Chad. You're a great spokesman for the Quincy Fire Department. Love to have you along. Congratulations to Chief Joe Henning, Fire Chief of the Year.
Yeah, absolutely. Great
news. Did he buy cigars? I mean, what did he give as a gift to his employees that helped him get this lofty honor? Anything come down Chad Trueblood's way?
We've had some big smiles coming from his way, but we haven't seen any cigars yet.
Forget smiles, Henning. We want cigars, bottles of rare aged bourbon. You know, come on. Let's
like
reward
the sounds
these
of that.
Guys. That's for sure. You mentioned it was always your dream to be on the Quincy Fire Department. Do you have openings now, or how should people prepare for a career? Because you may not have an opening now, but you can't kind of wait till there's an opening. You have to almost pre-prepare to be on the Quincy Fire Department, don't you?
That's correct. You can always contact Fire Chief, or just call down to Central and ask questions. They can kind of get you directed. I'm not sure when it is that we're going to be testing again, but normally every couple of years we do hold another testing center and, you know, get people on the list. It'll be coming around before long.
Okay. I look good in a truck, but I don't think I'm going to make it to the Quincy Fire Department. Thank you very much, and we'll see the firefighters back again the second Friday in November with more great tips. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mary.
We're back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Aaron Hedges is here from the Lust Garden Foundation. It fights pancreatic cancer. That name, Lust Garden, I'll never get used to it. Pancreatic cancer. My grandmother passed from pancreatic cancer. Aaron has had people she loves.
Absolutely.
Pass from pancreatic
so
cancer.
Many.
And you have a statistic here that I'm really not happy about. By 2020, pancreatic cancer will be the second leading cause of cancer-related death.
Absolutely. 3 months. 3 months, and we
don't hear
surpassed
anything.
Breast cancer.
Yeah.
So breast cancer was third. Now we're obviously, pancreatic cancer is now obviously third. So in two and a half short months, we're going to surpass colon cancer.
See, and this is why it's so problematic. People got interested in breast cancer. People got interested in colon cancer.
Yep.
They started getting screened. More money was put into research. Those cancers now, They're still terrible. They're still awful. We still need to work on those.
Absolutely.
But now pancreatic cancer, which you don't hear that much about.
You don't until, unfortunately, it's too late.
Because there is no early detection test, is there?
There is not. They are working on one called CancerSeek, which I think I talked
to you last year. We talked about last year.
Uh-huh. So it's a blood test, essentially, is what it is. It's called CancerSeek, and it's for pancreatic cancer, but it detects a whole bunch of other things. And with pancreatic cancer, you know, the signs are just everyday things, jaundice, weight loss, poor appetite, things like that. So you don't really know that you have it until, unfortunately, it's too late.
Right. And that's one thing that's really helped with colon cancer and breast cancer is having these precursor tests that say, oh, you're symptomatic for it. Let's get it early.
Absolutely.
So if we could figure this out, we could maybe put a block on pancreatic cancer. Mm-hmm. But until then, we've got to raise money for research. And that's why we're having the Pancreatic Cancer Walk. And it's going to be on Saturday, October 19th.
Yes.
And it's at the Sodalis Nature Preserve in Hannibal.
Yep.
So that's going to be fun. It's going to be really on the same day as Folklife Festival. So folks can go down, get a little walk out of the way.
Absolutely.
Get parking. Get your parking spot.
Exactly. That's
on
the important
South Main.
Part.
Get all parked up on South Main. Be part of the walk. Then walk back up and be part of the Folklife Festival.
Absolutely. You come, you walk in the morning, grab you a muffin or a banana to hold you over for the 3-mile walk down Sodalis, and then you've got your parking spot already, so you just walk right on down Main to go to Folklife and grab your chicken and noodles and your catfish and
your big old
all
turkey
that.
Leg.
Yes.
And you can eat everything you want because you've already walked. You've had your exercise and you've done a good job. All of the money goes to research. Primarily to find a precursor test now for pancreatic research. You've been doing this, and in the last 3 years, you've raised almost $35,000.
Absolutely.
And again, this is critically important because pancreatic cancer is not getting the kind of attention that it deserves. So the walk, you can park on South Main. Again, mm-hmm. It's great because South Main parking will be at a premium by 10,
right.
But you're going to be there at 8:30.
Yep.
And the walk starts at 9, and it's only lasts for
about 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Roughly.
And it's on Sodalis Nature Preserve Trail, so you can take it easy, or I guess you could veer off and go hard.
Exactly. There's only one hill. That's it. You just go up, you turn around, you come back.
Right. You go from basically South Main to the Bear Creek Trailhead and back on fairly relatively easy terrain. It's a paved trail.
It is paved, absolutely.
So it's not like up in the hills and hollers as some of these other things they take.
Strollers, dogs, everybody. Everybody can make it.
Everybody can make it. And what does it cost to get in?
Registration is $50 or donation.
Okay.
$50 is what the website says.
Or $50 minimum or whatever you can raise.
Or whatever you can raise.
Ask your friends and family to kind of support you
to
being a walker.
To support you. Everything, whatever you have raised goes towards research.
Right.
All of it. So.
And again, we've talked a little bit about how you're so personally involved in this because of a member of your family dying. I had, like I said, my grandmother, the original Mary Griffith, passed away of this. And it can be so painful. And it's just, it's such a tragic thing. What causes pancreatic cancer? Do we even know? I mean, we have some symptomatic things, but I look at the list of symptoms. Well, heck, that's half of the stuff that could
right.
be wrong with you.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's not going to...
Diabetes, smoking, overweight, you know, age. It says 2/3 of people who get pancreatic cancer are 65 and older, but I know people that are affected in their 40s. I mean, And unfortunately, we just lost this year. We did lose somebody in the pancreatic cancer community, Rhonda Dodd out of Palmyra. She unfortunately passed away. And last year, she got to walk with her girls, her three daughters, and it was fantastic. But I mean, you know,
the survival rate is just it's very poor.
It's 9%.
If you get diagnosed with pancreatic cancer,
years.
I mean, I hate to say this because you always want to be hopeful, but if you get diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, your long-range survival rate is very low.
5-year survival rate is
9%. So if you live 5 years, you beat the odds all the way around.
Absolutely.
So this is a quick killer and something we definitely want to put some cause to. So anybody can walk. It's $50 donation or bring in more.
Yeah.
You know, ask your friends to support you. If you're worried about getting pancreatic cancer, you can always discuss it with your doctor, but the problem with that is the symptoms, jaundice, back pain, weight loss, poor appetite, nausea, and blood clots. Well, that's the symptoms for a lot of other things, too. And since there is no test, how do they find out you have pancreatitis? I can't remember. It was so long ago when my grandmother got it. I don't know how she was diagnosed, except she really had back pain.
She had back pain. She had probably had horrible back pain. My grandpa had a little bit of a jaundiced tinge to him. Nobody thought anything different. And then, you know, all of a sudden you do get, I think they test for pancreatitis, which chronic pancreatitis is part of it. You know, the pain and everything. But there's no real specific.
By the time the symptom gets so bad and the pain is excruciating,
you're stage four and
it's too late.
You've
got
It's unbearable.
So this is terrible. By next year, pancreatic cancer will be the second leading cause of cancer-related death. Right now, there is no diagnostic treatment. There's no cure. There is treatment, but, I mean, until we can figure this out, we've got to keep walking. So join us at Sadalis Nature Preserve on October 19th, Saturday. The walk kicks off at 9. The registration is at 8. You can also pre-register by going to lustgartenwalkhannibal.org. And I better spell that out for you. LustGarten, lustgartenwalkhannibal.org. 100% of the money that is raised goes directly to research. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to tell you about another event to help pancreatic cancer awareness, a Quarter Madness event that's also coming up. But mark your calendars for Saturday, October 9th, 9 o'clock, South Main Street, Sadalis Nature Preserve. Get there early and get the best parking spots and steal them from all the Folklife Festival folks, and you'll have a great time. We'll be back, 9:48. We are back on this last segment of the Mary Griffith Show for this week, and Erin Hedges is here, a delightful young woman, and she's very, very committed to finding a diagnostic test so that we can figure out who has pancreatic cancer so we can treat it. Because right now, the way you find out you have pancreatic cancer is the doctor tells you you have about 3 weeks to live because you have pancreatic cancer. Mm-hmm. So there's a big walk coming up on Saturday morning, October 19th, at Sadalis Nature Preserve in Hannibal, right before the Folklife Festival. But if you don't want to walk or if you can't go that day, Thursday night, October 24th at the American Legion Hall in Hannibal, they're going to have a Quarter Madness event. Again, you can never explain how Quarter Madness works, but you'll pick it up in 30 seconds if you watch it. Just bring your roll of quarters, $10, $20 worth of quarters, and you bid a quarter or 50 cents on fabulous prizes, and the money goes to pancreatic cancer research.
That it does, and I had never gone to a Quarter Madness before we started doing it, so it was paddles here and quarters here and paddles here. It's so
very
fast.
Very fast pace.
But it's so fun.
And you can't explain it.
No.
I spent 45 minutes trying to explain this to somebody, and I said, why are we doing this? We'll just go to the thing, and in 45 seconds, you'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah. No, it was I believe my aunt and uncle came also, and they were like, how do we do this? And I'm like, you'll get the hang of it.
When you see something you want, you throw a quarter up in the cup and you put your paddle in the air. Yeah. So do you know what kind of fabulous prizes are up for grabs?
I don't know off the top of my hand. We always have gas cards. I believe there is doTERRA oils. We always have those because those are so popular and those are fantastic. There's always silent auction items to bid on. I think last year we had things ranging from cardinal stuff to a really fantastic clock. It was a guitar clock. It was beautiful, out of wood.
Cool.
So somebody handmade that. But there is always just so much stuff. Gift cards for food. I think Times Square up here in Quincy did some last time, so I'm hoping they'll do it again. But
so if you want to go to a Quarter Madness event, it is Thursday night, October 24th at the American Legion Hall in Hannibal. The doors open at 5:30, the bidding at 6:30. Is this one of those they feed you there and you pay for the food, or do you bring your own?
You can bring your own. American Legion does have a restaurant attached to it, so you can always get, I think they've got like hamburgers and fries and chicken strips.
They've got
and
good
things
food
like
out
they
there.
They have got good food out there. So you can always eat there, or you can bring your own. Absolutely.
Okay. In the last 3 years, you've raised $35,000. Each year, it gets a little bit bigger with the walk. What do you have a goal this year, something you're kind of shooting for?
We do have a goal. I put a little hefty goal on it. It was 17,000 for the whole year. Right now, we're at about 6,300. So we're a little low. I blame part of that on me. We just bought a house, so I'm all house business. Walk is it's house and walk and house and walk and house and walk. But even the $6,000 that we've raised is fantastic, and that pushes us over $40,000 for 4 years.
So let's bring another $10,000 or $15,000 in on October 19th at the walk, or October 24th at Quarter Manis, and things will be great.
Absolutely,
that'll be fantastic. What word of hope would you give for those out there? Because, you see, we've just told people about a disease that could strike anyone.
Absolutely.
But there's absolutely no diagnosis for it. So now everybody's walking around going, gee,
oh, no.
I wonder if I could get this. Well, don't smoke. Keep your weight in control. Try not to get diabetes. But bottom line, just have a positive attitude and keep under the care of a doctor. And
have a positive attitude. And you know your body better than anybody. If you think that there's something wrong, if your back just chronically hurts, if you notice, you know, your skin and your eyes getting a little yellow, and it might be the sun or you know anything like that, just go get tested and tell your doctor you want to be tested for pancreatic cancer. Tell him that you need to specifically look at it, because it could start in your gallbladder. It could, you know, it could start in your pancreas, or it's anybody, anywhere, at any age at this point now. So,
and family history is also a precursor. So, I mean, people like you and me, that's kind of got the sword of Damocles hanging over our head, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we want to find a treatment. Well, we want to find a diagnostic test, and then we want to find a better treatment and cure for pancreatic cancer. Folks, it's very important. Again, we're very proud of the strides taken with colon cancer. You know, Katie Couric's husband died of it, and then she got a colonoscopy on air, and everybody started getting a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
And then breast cancer. Now everybody goes and gets their annual mammogram, and so the incidence is going down.
They're popular now, and now we need to bring purple. We need to, let's paint it purple, and we need to bring purple to the front. I mean, we've got pink under control to an extent, but now
it's time for purple to rise.
Now for purple.
Okay. So Dallas Nature Preserve, next Saturday morning, October 19th, 9 a.m. start, 8 o'clock registration, right before the Folklife Festival. So you can go to the walk, then go down to the Folklife Festival. Go to lustgartenwalkhannibal.org. Again, that's LustGarten, lustgartenwalkhannibal.org. We'll see you on October 19th in the morning at 9 at Sedalis. We'll see you on Thursday night, the 24th, at Quarter Madness at the American Legion Hall. The bidding starts at 6:30. Lots of great things, and all the proceeds benefit pancreatic cancer research. Thank you so very much, Erin Hedges.